With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And this is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Bob.
And we're going to be here until 11 o'clock. A couple lines open for you. Feel free to get online, 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC. Robert called in. He was in the first hour and said that what we gave him to fix his profile issue worked. I'm glad it worked for you there, Robert. Thanks for letting us know. And I wanted to give you a couple other updates. Near the end of the show last week, a caller called up and talked about Cloudflare's DNS service, right? 1.1.1.1. It was the privacy type DNS service that Cloudflare is offering. Well, that's all good and all. You can put that in your DNS settings if you like. It still doesn't mean Google doesn't know where you're going. It just means the DNS portion of it doesn't know. So you can put that in there, but it's also not going to secure your system the way OpenDNS does. So Cloudflare will try to keep you a little more private, but it's really not as good as what we recommend with OpenDNS. They claim to be fast, and as far as your speeds for looking up information on the internet, and that is true, but it's only slightly faster than OpenDNS and does not provide all that security. So I wouldn't recommend it necessarily for anything at all, really, because you're not anonymous on the internet, guys.
Well, there's more involved to your speed because that's just resolution.
Right.
Because, you know, you've got your computer plays a role, yeah. The speed of your network, your switches, all the things that come into there.
The browser.
And not the least of which is the speed of your internet connection.
Yeah. So we put it out there because, you know, it was informational, but we would not recommend you change to that service because you're going to miss out on all the security you get for free with OpenDNS. Other things, too. I had talked about this with Ray on Friday. And, you know, you've got your Google Home Mini, right, Bob?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I talked to him about the fact that, you know, I'm sure they pinky swear that they're not recording everything. But before the Google Home Mini came out in October of 2017, just a few months ago, there was a huge bug. It was recording everything. So I'll put this link up here again for you to read it. I don't know if it really takes much for me to convince you that at any time, not you personally, Bob, but anybody with these little speakers in their home, that, you know, you're just a subpoena away from somebody saying, hey, Google, I need you to turn on Bob's speaker right now. Hey, Alexa, please turn on.
Subpoena?
Of course. The government can request this information anytime.
The government doesn't need no stinking subpoena.
Yeah, well, there's that, too. My point is, they're recording everything.
You've already signed a
EULA.
EULA.
That says
that they can do anything they want with whatever you say.
I know. So don't think that those things are not there.
Yeah. Just don't put it in your bedroom.
I don't want to hear that. That information is probably being captured as far as where you're scanning or what you're doing. Obviously, Google's got the information on the Googleplex. If you don't believe me, you're all surprised about Facebook and what they're doing. Really, it shouldn't be that big of a jump.
I wasn't surprised. No. You weren't surprised.
I wasn't surprised. And let's go to your calls. We're going to go to Gabriel in Bristol next. Hey, Gabriel.
Good morning. How are you doing today, guys?
Good. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. Well, I'm here to let you know that I'm going on year 3 on cutting the cable.
Hey, congratulations.
And it's, you know, it was a slow adjustment, but, you know, once you got tuned in with the antennas and everything, I was doing pretty good with it. But there's some little tricks that people got to learn now.
All right. What are they?
Well, the first thing that I realized is that, like, you know, if you live, like, in, you know, the central Connecticut, you got to have, like, at least 2 antennas.
Okay.
And even if they're smaller antennas, like mini omnidirectionals or something like that,
mm-hmm.
face them in each direction and run them with a power booster.
Okay.
Okay. And the second mistake that I've seen people making is that they're using cheaper coax cable.
Okay.
You know, like the old R8. Mm-hmm. So, like, step up to an R6.
All right.
And keep the cable as short as possible.
Okay.
You know, because loops and things like that, you lose the signal and all.
All right.
But, like, you know, they have, like, on the internet, like the TV pool, you could tune into, like, find out where the antenna directions are,
mm-hmm.
using your house as a point of reference, and find where True North is.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll show you exactly how to set it up where the, you know, the azimuth and, you know, like north, south, east, west, and all is.
Yep. So there's a website called?
TV Pool.
TV Pole?
Fool.
Fool.
F-O-O-L.
All right, very good. We'll take a look at it.
You know, it's like, you know, and that, you know, and I got rid of, like on my internet-wise, I dropped it down to the lowest bandwidth I could get.
Yep.
And I bought my own modem.
Yep.
And going on 3 years now, and my total bill every month is $38.
And you get all the media you can stand, right, Gabriel?
I got more than enough.
Yep. I know.
So, yeah, it works, but you got to do a little homework, and you got to be patient, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, if people did that, you know, they would see that, you know, the TV, you know, I get like 30 channels,
mm-hmm.
and there's all miscellaneous on it, and,
yeah.
You know.
You stream the rest.
It's really no different than cable, because, like, there are a lot of times that when I used to, you know, turn on cable to watch a show, they would either rearrange programming,
mm-hmm.
and then they started dropping my favorite channels.
Yeah.
So it just got to the point that I said, you know, no more of this.
$38 versus $275, that seems like a great thing.
That's it. The first month payment paid for all the equipment.
Yep.
And I'll, you know, just by being patient and setting it up and everything like mm-hmm. that, and once you get tuned in, you're good to go.
Sounds good, Gabriel. Thanks for the information.
You got it, sir. Have
right.
a good day now.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. So he just saved you guys a ton of money if you wanted to do it that way. $38, that's a great deal. It's a huge savings. Let's go on to Jackie in West Hartford next. What's up, Jackie?
Good morning.
Morning.
I'm calling with what hopefully will be a quick question and won't hurt my feelings too much.
We heard you don't hurt anybody's feelings. What's up, Jackie?
Recently, when I'm trying to log on to Yahoo,
uh-huh.
there is a go-between from a company called Oath, O-A-T-H.
Yes.
All right. So already you know.
Yeah, that was in the article we just brought up, Oath.
Oh.
Yeah, you're getting a new EULA.
Yeah.
And they're telling you that they're reading all your emails.
Right.
And that, you know, everything that you do through them, they're going to monitor.
Right.
And that you cannot sue them for disclosing any information about you.
And Jackie, we've got a tune for you. So hang on. Mike, can you spin that tune up for us? You listening, Mike? No, Mike's not listening.
Well, question while he's listening or getting ready to listen.
Yeah.
I haven't accepted the terms yet.
Okay. Well, if you don't accept the terms, they won't give you your mail.
Oh.
So you have to decide, and that's why this tune is so fitting. You have to decide whether or not you want the candy. All right? Or the pick. There it is, Jackie. This is just going to be in the back of your mind.
Well, he's doing it too, but yeah, I'm listening, but only because here's the thing, too.
Yeah.
Those around me, coworkers,
yeah.
they haven't got this yet.
They will.
Oh, so eventually everybody that has Yahoo will have to go sign on, and we're going to be logging in through Oath or Oath?
No, you're actually not logging in through Oath. They're saying you have to accept this agreement for them to read your mail if you want your free goodies.
If I want my free goodies.
Which is email.
Free email.
If you want your free email, you need to give them everything about you, let them read your email, and you have to also pledge not to sue them.
Okay, so I can read that and I'm good. Then does that mean that if I now start to try to email forward everything to Gmail?
Same problem.
Gmail's already doing
it. Gmail's free as well.
and Outlook.com, so eventually I will never have the ability to have a free email unless I say yes to somebody?
Exactly, well,
yeah,
Jackie.
See,
that's why it's free.
What they're doing is, in addition to keeping a record of all your communications, they're also reading to see if you're talking about any sort of products. So if you like, I like Tide, or I like All, or Dawn, or whatever you're using.
That's quite a boring email you're talking about. Yeah.
They can send pop-ups of, you know, ads, so that you'll buy these products or competing products.
Right. Or they might say, Jackie likes this presidential candidate versus that presidential candidate. And then the lawmakers want this the most. They spend the most money on this data than anybody else. So they want to be exempted so that they can get access to it all.
So it's not, and I apologize for the interruption, not a hack. It is true. It's a legitimate thing.
It's a legitimate thing, truly asking you, Jackie, to give up and promise not to sue them and tell them everything about you is what this is all about. And it's up to you, Jackie, to decide whether or not you want to get the candy or not.
Well, and thank you, and I'm better suited to make a decision, but I'm concerned now because within my email, I have a folder where I've been keeping my passwords.
Oh, gee.
Oh, they can read them.
Can they read them now, or they can read them after I say yes?
They've already been able to read them. But the point, what they're saying,
don't hurt my feelings,
I'm sorry.
What they're doing is they're telling you now what they've been doing all along, but now they're asking you to agree to it. It's not a secret.
Yeah, the whole Cambridge Analytical thing with Facebook is making folks more aware of what these guys have been doing. And now even you are more aware. And keep that tune in the back of your head. Every time you're on Yahoo, every time you're on Google, every time you're doing anything for free, that this tune should be playing in the back of your head.
Okay, I'm going to do that. But here's the thing. Then where should I be keeping my password so I don't forget, you know, if you write them down?
On a piece of paper. On a piece of paper in a drawer. Lock it up.
I have
You know what?
I use a Rolodex.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right, those are options. And okay, well, gentlemen, feelings are only slightly hurt, but at least I've learned from it. So it's a bruise or a little boo-boo, and I can heal that.
All right, Jackie. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right, good
luck.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Yeah, you guys got to keep this tune in the back of your head every time you're thinking about doing something for free on the internet. They're getting you that little black car with the candy, and they need you. They want you.
Got to have you.
They got to have you, baby. They love you. We'll be right back. Back. This is Computer Talk with Tab, having a little fun, and you should definitely keep that tune in the back of your head every time you're on Facebook, every time you're on YouTube, every time you're on Google, anything for free. You know, they want you to get in their little black car, and you're the commodity. They love you. They love you. They love you. They love everything about you. Let's go on to Mark in Bristol next. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Well, Windows 10 had an update last evening, and when I went to turn on my computer this morning, all I'm getting is a black screen.
Wow, this is the second call today.
Wow, and if I do Control-Alt-Delete,
yep,
I get a blue screen, has a few commands.
Okay, the task manager?
Well, I guess I've never used task manager before on 10, so I think it is task manager,
My suggestion is, first of all, have you turned it off since the start of the update?
Yes, a couple of times.
Okay,
yeah. Okay, you just screwed yourself.
Caused the problem.
Because this update takes about 2 hours.
It's ridiculous.
And you just got to kind of like, when it gets to a log on screen, log in, go get a cup of coffee, go shopping.
Tell yourself your computer is not being used as a production tool whatsoever.
Okay, so you think it's still updating?
Nope. Well, we think you probably broke on the update. You stopped the update. So we're going to go and tell you to do what we told the callers in the past to do.
Okay.
And you want to get in to your safe mode.
Press F8 on reboot. Press F8.
Yeah.
And when it gives you the options, use the up and down arrow key to get to safe mode.
Okay.
And then use system restore. And restore to a previous point in time before the update.
Great.
Now that's going to put you to a pre-update position, and the update's going to want to come down again.
Mm-hmm.
So you can use Microsoft has an updater tool that you may want to. We should put a link up for that. That'll help with the update, shepherd it through a little bit, and you can actually kick it off. So like when you know you want the update to occur, and you've got nothing else to do with your computer, you would force that computer to update through the updater tool. and make sure there's no power saving on, make sure it's just going to run, and that should help you in the long run.
Excellent.
Because it's going to try to come down again.
Okay.
And you can't kill it. You kill it, you're going to scramble your machine or affect it the way you kind of have, we think.
Got it. All right. Sounds good. Hey, you guys are the best.
Thanks, Mark. Good luck.
Alrighty. Take care.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So we'll put that updater tool up there for you. It's a big pain. I mean, these Windows 10 updates are the worst.
Let the update run before you go to bed.
I guess. Just make sure your machine's not set to turn off.
Yeah.
Let's go to Steve in Newington next. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I have a question on VPN.
Yeah.
I understand the concept and everything. I know, you know, if you have a remote VPN, your data gets all encrypted and it goes through a tunnel to this remote VPN somewhere. It could be in Guam or or Europe or wherever.
Yep.
And then your data goes back onto the internet.
Yep.
Now, if I wanted not to subscribe to one of these places, if I wanted to, like, I've been doing research on the internet.
Yeah.
You can get, like, VPNs for your home, or you can actually configure your router if it's VPN capable. But what I'm wondering is, if the last point that your data goes through is your cable modem, doesn't that stamp it with the IP address and it's all for nothing?
So your VPN provider would be the weak link. So when you do a VPN tunnel, if you want to use this for browsing more privately, which let's assume is what you want to do, when you exit the internet there through the VPN provider, they know where and who you are, and they know where and where you're going. So
Data's logged. All the websites that you hit are logged by minus Cox. So it would be Cox.
No, not from the Cox side. No, from the VPN side. So let's say you subscribe let's say you subscribe to incognitovpn.com and you're going to go ahead and be a secure browser and make sure you're browsing so nobody can see where you're going. Well, the VPN connection between you and that provider is encrypted, but the provider then knows where you're going because you're using their internet service to get out.
Right. Then they all talk about whether they have logs or they don't have logs.
They do.
They're offshore.
They have logs.
Yeah.
There's a recent news article that I was going to look up because of your call, because I assumed this was what you were going to talk about, where the guy was doing nasty stuff on the internet, child porn and all that kind of stuff. And, of course, the VPN service turned him in.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
No, this is not. My kids
yeah, was it Backpage?
And they're streaming and they're doing that Kodi movie streaming stuff.
They're hacking and stealing.
They used to torrent the movies. And then one time about 3 years ago, we got a letter from Cox and it said HBO, Time Warner movies.
Right.
Improperly downloaded, cease and desist. But you can't, you know, and it's the kids.
The kids think it's all for free.
Yeah,
so I think Cox does have the right to do that, and they should stop them from stealing. But that's the whole thing, Steve. When you're on the internet, and I don't care how you think you're going to hide yourself, you're not. They quote unquote, will find you.
Right.
All right, Steve. So
just
assume it, man. Don't do anything illicit, and you'll be fine. As long as whatever is.
It's the kids, man.
I know.
Crazy.
Well, when they start paying the bills, they'll realize what's going on.
We're getting close to that now. They got jobs and they're going to start paying bills.
Sounds good, Steve. I got to go.
Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. We'll be right back. This is Computer Talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.